Police officials say more than 1,500 demonstrators have been arrested in New York since last week. Protesters infiltrated the floor of Madison Square Garden today, disrupting a speech by the White House Chief of Staff, Andrew Card. But by and large, police have been prepared for the demonstrations surrounding the convention. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, they're using everything from blimps to the internet to track and sometimes disrupt demonstrations before they spread.
The hub of police activities this week in New York is a windowless room on the 8th floor of police headquarters. Officers representing everything from the Secret Service to FEMA to the New Jersey State Police sit shoulder to shoulder. A poster in one corner lists today's expected protest activities. On the walls above, dozens of TV screens show images of city streets taken from an array of security cameras and police helicopters, even a blimp. Deputy Chief Harry Whedon.
As you see this monitor over here, that's from the airship right now. As you can see over here, it's up above the city. They can actually zoom right in where you can actually see right down to a street corner. You get a shot like that of a good part of the city, and they can actually zone right in on something and give you a shot of 34th Street and 6th Avenue, say. You can see the whole corner, the people on the corner.
That kind of detail is symbolic of the amount of planning the NYPD has put into the event surrounding this week's convention. Deputy Commissioner Paul Brown says the department's biggest strength is its sheer size.
37,000 officers, and that gives us tremendous flexibility. And then when you put that force on 12-hour shifts as they are now, it in effect gives you another third.
Brown says police have learned from what happened during large-scale protests elsewhere, such as Seattle and in Europe, where police waited until demonstrators massed before moving to confront them. Here, police have acted quickly, moving in on scooters, bicycles, and vans to break up what they deemed illegal gatherings.
Let's go! What are you waiting for? Let's go!
The biggest confrontation so far occurred last night. What has been described as a brawl between police and demonstrators took place on the steps in front of the New York Public Library. Other protesters were arrested as they attempted to march from Ground Zero to the convention. More demonstrations are planned through the convention. Police estimate the cost of their operations this week at $60 million. Most of that will be picked up by the federal government. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New York.